Welcome back. Well, the South African National Roads Agency has suspended the process of pursuing e-toll debt. I caught up with the company's spokesperson, Vusi Mona, earlier and started off by asking him whether this cripples the e-tolling system in its entirety. Here's what he had to say.
Well, the board has taken the decision to temporarily suspend the issuing of summonses, but it has emphasized that it will continue with the recovery of monies owed to SANRAL. So it's not like this is a permanent stay of collection. The board has said it reserves the right to reissue should the need arise.
But what's the rationale behind this decision by the board of directors? Because some have already labeled it a mere electioneering tool.
Well, I'm not sure about that. You know, from where I sit, the board has made it very clear that it's got nothing to do with electioneering. There's currently a process led by the president in consultation with Minister of Transport, Minister of Finance, and the Premier of Housing to find a political solution. And the board, in its wisdom, thought it should give that process a chance and not be seen to be acting in bad faith. And that is why they suspended the issuing of summons so that this process led by the president can yield results.
So, Vusi, with the stalling of processes for now, at least, I mean, how do you even begin to start to manage recoveries moving forward?
Well, look, if the political process, and I don't want to be empty, says we must recover, then we'll go back to motorists, you know, and say this is the outcome.
At this stage, there's nothing really then forcing the few users that were paying to pay now. Where do those payment levels sit and what kind of deterioration to that picture are you gearing up for?
Well, I'm not sure if we are forcing people to pay, but coming to your second question, our payment levels were sitting at about 30% of what we are supposed to be collecting on a monthly basis.
So 30%, how much of a deterioration to that are you anticipating?
I'm not going to speculate. We'll see as the money comes in if the levels have gone down or have held up.
As the money comes in, if the money comes in, with that, what are some of the proposals being bandied about when it comes to the funding of this 20 billion rand project?
That is a matter for government to decide. You'd appreciate that there's SANRAL. We implement policy. We're not even funders. This is an engineering outfit. It's full of engineers. The funding of roads is not within the purview of SANRAL. We don't control the national purse. And that is why this is a matter for the President, Treasury, and the Minister of Transport, because we get our grant through the Department of Transport.
Well, that was SANRAL spokesperson Vusi Mona, and joining us in studio now for Arthur's perspective on SANRAL's sudden change of heart, Rudy Heinecke. Thanks so much, Rudy, for joining us in studio this evening. So, in your books, is this just an electioneering tactic being employed as May the 8th edges closer and closer?
Well, time will tell, but I think SANRAL and the government per se is at a crossroad. The past 2 weeks, we've heard about default judgments that were obtained by SANRAL against defaulters. And the problem now is that they cannot blacklist the person. So what's the logical next step? It's to execute. And I think SANRAL is not in a position, or and the government per se, to start, you know, selling people TVs, furniture, cars and houses just because they're using a road to get to work and to get to a place of prayer and to get to a social event.
Absolutely. Just looking at where things stand right now and the statement that's come through from Vusi Mona, he's highlighted that it is a temporary suspension, and once decisions are made and finalized, they can pick up those debt collection activities once more. Are you seeing any logical rationale to that at this stage? Because even, you know, over and above that disrupting the entire process, it comes at additional cost as well.
Absolutely. The problem that they have is that this is a live collection process going on. There's summonses that were issued, that were defended. There's a test case ongoing between Alta supporters and SANRAL at this stage as we speak. Theoretically, with a suspension of collection, pursuing the collection process, these summonses must be either the notices of withdrawal must be filed, mm-hmm. or it is a live process. They cannot just let it hang in the air. So that is the first thing that we believe that must happen. The second thing is, like you said, it comes with additional costs when you pick up this, the strings again. With attorneys sitting in Durban issuing summonses here in Gauteng, most of them, it comes at a price. And I don't think that what we're going to do is to reinvent the wheel and pay again for the wheel. This is what's going to happen.
Absolutely. You alluded to some of the test cases that have been ongoing, and with that having gathered momentum, I mean, what's the next step there? What actually happens now in that process? Have you had any communication on that?
Yes, the test case is streamlined. What happens there is the following. There's one specific defendant. Sonral is the plaintiff, one mm-hmm. specific defendant. Then there was a few other cases identified between Sonral's attorneys as well as the outer supporters attorneys to say, let's cooperate, put this together with the main defendant so that we can cover all scenarios, that we don't have to go back to court in a year to argue about another matter that came up. And additionally to that, there was a case manager appointed by the court, namely Judge Ronel Tolmay, yeah. who is managing the case from a legal perspective.
But does that process not come to a halt given this announcement today?
Well, theoretically, like I said, it should come to a halt, and they should withdraw the actions that they've instituted.
Okay, while we wait for clarity on that front, have you been having discussions with the new administration on potential funding models that we could be pursuing?
Everybody's asking the question, and everybody's telling Son Achaata, you're standing on the sidelines screaming for the scrapping of ETOS, but you don't give any other solutions. The fact is that from the beginning we said, look at the fuel levy, integrate a specific amount of the fuel levy and ring fence that for Sonral, for roads, and not only for Sonral on roads, but for public transport as well, for transport in general in the country. That's the one thing, and we said that from 2012 already, when the scheme was introduced.
Is anyone listening?
We have written to the president and the economic cluster last year. We've presented a report on that. We are going into a transport forum with ETC in a few weeks' time. We are giving the solutions, but nobody is listening.
Okay, well, we'll have to see how this all plays out. Thanks so much, Rudy, for having joined us in studio this evening.
Thank you,
Rudy Heinecke is Portfolio Manager for Transport at Outer.